Hey, Brooks.
Hey, John.
How's it going?
This is the Basement Buddies podcast.
Coming at you live, a week late from Brooks' basement.
And here we are. The only person listening to this live is our friend Kaz.
Hey, Kaz.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me over.
Hooray.
Christmas thanks for letting me into the bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all now cross-infected, so yeah. Good times. My wife actually just found out she's not COVID positive. She was.
That's good. Thanks for telling me now.
Yeah.
Were you gonna wait till the middle of the show if she was?
Yes. Oh yeah, I would. I would omit that information.
Or after we got out of the hot tub,
and I was done coughing on you. No. So she has to deal with it at work a lot because she's in charge of a bunch of people, and when people think they're sick, she has to like arrange testing. And she saw that the CDC partnered with this company, LabCorp. That has this test line called Pixel, and you can get a test sent to your house. You swab your nose and you send it back. And it took like 3 or 4 days, she found out. Not because she had any suspicion to the test, but
the swab being the one that goes deep in your nostril.
No, this is just like a Q-tip that you would put up your nose a little bit. You do both nostrils. So anyway, I'm good for now.
What about you, Kaz? Have you been tested before coming over here? I should have asked you this earlier.
No.
How are you doing?
Well, I just got over my, my cold, but...
No. Wait a minute.
I don't know. I feel okay. I don't know. That's the scary part. I mean, yeah. It seems like most people feel okay. They just don't know that they actually have it, I guess.
I was talking to my mom a long time ago when this first started. I said, well, if people are bleeding out of their eyes and like coughing up blood, we would take it super serious. But the fact that it's not is, you know, part of the reason why it's spread so well.
Yeah.
I think if people were coughing up blood and bleeding out of their eyes, be so fucking metal, man.
Oh, yeah.
All the cool kids would be wanting to do it.
I think Ebola is kind of like that,
and then
right?
Go get a photo shoot.
Yeah, definitely the cool kids would be doing
it. Yeah, emo would definitely make a comeback for sure.
Like you can't go to Hot Topic anymore because the malls are closed. So what? You want the blood all over your shirt for, I don't know, to look cool? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we got in front of you there, John?
I was just writing down some stuff, but over here I got a jar of pickles. Everyone loves pickles.
Everyone loves pickles.
If these are sweet pickles, I said I'm going to lose my shit. It says pickles, 8/16/19. So these are almost a year old.
Sweet, spicy, homemade.
From our garden. Let's, Jamie.
Uh-oh.
Jamie pickleized those things and canned them herself.
All right. Can's nice and rusty. Let's see if we can pop the top.
That's what you want.
I think that's flavor garnish.
Oh, perfect. See? That wasn't a sound effect that we... added in later on.
Here.
Boing.
Clangity clang. We got some chunks of cucumber here that have been in brine for a year. I'm going to take a bite.
These are pickling cucumbers. How is it, John? Sweet?
Nope.
Sweet enough for you?
Good and dilly.
Dilly. All right.
Not as much crunch and snap that I would like.
That's
always the problem with homemade pickles.
That was what she was saying.
Oh, so she gives her trash to me?
These are the trash ones. She said, give these trash. I mean, I said, John is a garbage disposal.
He'll eat that trash.
He'll accept the lack of crunch and love the dilliness of the dill pickle and eat that whole jar and probably even drink the juice.
You guys ever,
I think
you ever drink
good.
The juice?
I could eat that.
I had some last night.
With a sandwich.
Did you ever get a beer with a pickle back?
Isn't there a thing like pickle juice is supposed to help with hangovers?
Yeah, probably. It's got a lot of salt in it. It's good for you.
The salt helps you be
rehydrated. Guys, I got a real problem.
What's your problem?
I have a little sore right where my sandal strap goes because I was walking around the beach yesterday and the grit got under there and like rubbed my...
Oh, man, that's the worst.
So I can't even wear my sandals and it hurts my little feet. Ouch.
I think you should call in sick to work.
I know. I can barely go to work. It's been a rough life.
Because your shoes at work are flip-flops, right?
80% of the time. And in the summer. It's hard because a lot of times I'll move back and forth between like the air-conditioned lab where I'm in front of a computer and the machine shop where there's like hot metal chips flying around.
And is it air-conditioned in there?
No. It's really hot, and you know, it feels very weird to be wearing flip flops when you're machining stuff. It's like it goes against all your safety.
It doesn't feel
instincts.
Safe.
No, it certainly isn't.
But you got to do what you got to do. You're not going to put fucking shoes
on.
I got
to take shoes to work, put them on. That's crazy.
Put pants on. That's
yeah, I should. A lot of times I'll wear pants and shoes even when it's too hot for it, just because I know I'm going to be in the machine shop and I don't want to get, you know, my legs cut up and my feet smashed or whatever.
Have you ever got a sunburn on your feet and then had to put sandals?
Oh, for sure.
It's the worst.
Yeah. You can't wear sandals for like 2 weeks.
This
pure
is the,
torture.
This is the, what we're worried about in this world yeah. today.
But my wife and her sister and all our family, we went to Long Beach, Washington yesterday. Not Long Beach, California. The cooler Long Beach that's up here.
It's like an hour and a half drive?
Oh, yeah, no. Like 2 hours.
It's over two.
You got to drive to Astoria and then go north about another 20 minutes.
Is it sweet? I hear it's,
yeah, it's
like
cool. It's a good nice like town. The town's really nice.
You have is that where your
family cabin's up in Long Beach?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah. That's cool. Yeah, it's fun cuz you can it's got a nice entrance to drive right onto the beach.
Mhm.
That's what everyone does down there.
Nice boardwalk too mm-hmm. on the beach.
Yeah. There are a ton of people out as you can imagine. It's really
they
hot
have a great
here today.
Bike path too.
Yeah.
When your kids get a little older.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Oh, we just got bikes from Pete and Alex. They dropped them off last night. I was talking to Pete last week, and he said his folks had some kid bikes that their kids had outgrown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to you off pod last or 2 weeks ago. You gave me a balance bike for June, and I was bemoaning that I don't want to spend like $200 on a kid bike. That kind of shit should be free. And lo and behold, I complain enough to my friends, and they'll just give me free stuff.
Someone's like, "Fuck, somebody
shut that
John
asshole up."
Yeah.
You got to do that on the Zoom calls, too. The grandparents
I know.
Are always a good source
oh,
of...
Oh, boy. Wish we had a bike.
Grandparents love to buy big things that yeah. take up a lot of space.
Oh, God. Yeah, they do. Like trampolines and yeah. power wheels and shit like that.
I bought this puzzle. It's 1,000 pieces.
Do you guys do puzzles?
Just like the kids' puzzles. Yeah. Yeah, like yeah. 20, 30 pieces.
So I got a text from my dad the other day.
Are you in trouble?
Last time I saw him about a month ago, I said, "Oh, did you go down?" He drives once a day. He's like out of cell service, and he drives his truck, whatever, a mile down some gravel road to get better service, so he can download. He can catch up on the news and download his podcasts.
Oh, okay.
So he came back, and I was like, "Oh, did you get?" It was Saturday when I was down there, and I said, "Did you get the new Basement Buddies podcast?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, I haven't. I'm a little behind on
oh,
that one."
No.
I was like, "What?" No, I was like, "Oh, good. I can start talking shit about you again."
Don't talk shit about your dad.
Now that I am saying this story, I realize he's going to listen.
Now, yeah, you've piqued his interest.
And
he's still to next Saturday before he can download it, though. So, oh, got some time.
I might push this out a few weeks. Who knows?
Right. Cut this out.
And then he goes, "Oh, I'm a cheapskate, am I?"
Oh, no. For the toilet paper thing?
That's called funny. Him a cheapskate for buying the single ply.
Yeah.
He said, "I have my reasons. They're better on pipes."
That's what I said.
And something, something.
Yeah.
I said, "I'm sorry. I thought you didn't listen." Stop listening. You can go back to not listening.
Right. I was going to cut that out, but I figured, yeah, you guys have a good relationship.
I would you could tease him about that. I would say it to his face. Sometimes I don't know, Dad. Sometimes I don't know if I'm hurting your feelings because you just shut down when I say things, when I give you shit to your face. Send me a text. Let me know how you feel.
It's like, "You broke my heart, son. You're disowned.
You're no longer my son. Oh. I only had 3 sons."
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got extras, so. You're looking pretty Simon-ish now with your long
hair. I was
going to
say that. You do look a lot like your brother.
Yep.
I didn't realize I could look like Simon so easily. It just
yeah,
took,
just need a beard and long hair.
Just took a pandemic, the world falling apart, and me not caring about how much whiskey I drink.
Suddenly turn into Simon. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's definitely ruining the 2020 goals of being healthier this pandemic.
Yeah, fuck being healthier. I'm over it.
My goals were definitely, you know, eat healthier, you know, get more hobbies. But I settled to being on your guys' podcast as much as possible.
Okay.
The number one most
that'll
common
work.
Guest.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I think you're at record-breaking numbers today.
And I didn't even start till 2020, too. I mean,
there you go.
Turns out all you have to do is text us and be like, when can I be on the podcast? And I'll be like, next week, you want to come on?
Yeah. No one else will come.
That's the secret.
We've driven everyone else away.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for, again, episode 100. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we made it special for you.
This is actually episode 99.
No, it's not, is it?
95, 6, I don't know.
This is episode 98.
All right. Is that right? That's crazy. That's too many. We should stop.
I thought we'd go for a nice even 1,000, John.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the most... I guess if you do one every day, some people do one every day. That wouldn't take too long.
Fun Employment Radio
does
one every day of the week, and I think they're up to like 3,000.
That's wild.
Yeah, probably Carolla's got...
Does he do it daily?
I think so. He does it like every single day and like...
It's been the same podcast name too, or did he switch at some point?
I don't know.
Or I guess once he launched his network or whatever.
Yeah. I haven't followed him forever.
I gave up on him. He broke my heart.
I mean, every day, 4 hours a day would be a lot.
Yeah, there's not that much in my head. My baby Andy's got two full bottom teeth and one peeking through and one right behind it up top. So he's almost got four teeth.
I got to see him last week.
That's true. Yeah, he exists. He's a real baby.
I saw what looked like Tanya holding a baby.
Yeah? There's a little
puppet.
Could
have been a pillow.
Or a cat.
Yeah. Or a cat. Ventriloquist. She could have been petting a cat. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of cats, my cat was in the yard... goofing around with a mouse, not killing it like she's supposed to. And we've had a mouse in the house a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanya was like, oh shit, there it is. The cat's fucking around with it. So she ran, grabbed a bowl and chased it across the yard and put the bowl over it and like kind of caught it on the edge. And I came over and stood on it and like smushed its back. And then I took a big stick and I bashed his brains out just to make sure he was dead.
What are the signs?
Sounds like a fun Saturday night at the Mitchell House.
Yep. What are the signs of a psychopath? Like
that's only one of them.
Well,
I don't wet the bed.
Did you enjoy?
Well,
when you did it, what do you enjoy?
It is weird that he stapled each mouse on his fence post to show the other mouses.
To show the other mouses. Yeah, I crucified each one upside down.
Is that
so they go to hell? Mouse hell. I was thinking about bird heaven the other day. I go, this kind of is bird heaven because they just shit wherever they want. They don't care about anything. The real dream.
After
just poop wherever you want.
But then I got some sad...
Not the ability to fly.
No.
I have some sad news for you.
What's that?
After we talked about bird heaven and how this is bird heaven, I think the pre-1970s was bird heaven.
What happened after that?
I heard some scientific research that there are about 4 billion less birds now than...
Well, less birds are going to heaven now because their bird world is full of sin and iniquity, and less of them are coming here to bird heaven.
This all makes sense.
Yeah. It's ever since rock and roll started. Bird rock and roll.
This is all starting to make sense, John. I hadn't thought about it like this.
You remember the satanic panic, Ozzy Osbourne and the devil and all that shit?
It was real in Bird World?
Yeah, in Bird World, that was real. And all of them are now going to bird hell.
Bird, what is the star? What's that?
Pentagram?
Cool, the pentagram, bird, pentagram. Wait, if you spread out bird's wings and
it
legs?
It makes a pentagram. Perfect pentagram. They're all devil worshippers.
Oh, wow. Oh, fuck.
So we only have the goody two-shoe, like, Mormon birds flying around here.
Mm. Oh, man.
All the cool ones that are into death metal are down in Bird Hell, which I think is the ocean, right?
How do we get to Bird Hell?
Dig?
Yeah, I mean, you can't fly in the ocean.
You sure can't, unless you're like a water bird. Those don't exist. What about penguins, huh?
See?
I mean, yeah, checkmate. Checkmate, atheist.
So, Cause, this is what the podcast has come to. It's been a few weeks since you've been on. Last time you were on, it was over Skype.
I mean, definitely, yeah. It is, I guess, the last time since I was physically here. You definitely have a lot more decorations at the table.
Oh, yeah. Decorations is a good word for it.
Collect charitable words. I have nothing to do but
did pick up wood making, right, since the last time I was physically here. So.
I have nothing to do but collect useless junk.
You're doing a good job. You're really succeeding. We're so proud of you.
I don't know, man. I've
been like the opposite. I've been trying to get rid of everything.
Dude, we're in the same boat. let's throw all this shit out. Let's get rid
of it. Now that you've had like your last kid, you're like, oh, he doesn't fit in this size.
Oh, it's the best feeling, dude. Yeah, we just got rid of a shitload of stuff. And it's gone forever now. We don't have to save it for anybody.
Do you Goodwill it, or are you a fan of like give stuff away, like the Facebook groups? Or
the Facebook
like
group. Tanya's all about that. And she actually has organized and participated in a couple of these, like before the pandemic. They would get together at the library and do like these big children clothing swaps.
Mm-hmm.
Where people just bring bags and bags and they lay them all out and then it's open to whoever. And it's all just like moms, you know what I mean?
I didn't know that. And Tanya, community leader.
She,
organizer.
She
is organizer. Yeah.
Community organizer.
And so she organized a couple of these clothing swaps, I guess they are. And that's a good way of getting rid of 15 bags, garbage bags of clothes.
Has she ever thought about getting into politics?
Yeah.
Because no. Barack Obama, also community leader.
Oh, is that right? She could. She could do it.
Senator
very good.
Tanya.
Yeah.
I'd vote for her.
Okay. I'll let her know.
That's one vote.
There's a lot of money in politics, right?
Yeah.
Well, you got to get up high enough and then you go crooked.
Yeah.
How high do you got to get before getting crooked?
Got to be at least a senator.
Yeah, senator.
Congressman's like borderline. Depends the county, probably.
Yeah, House of Representatives. Who cares?
Well,
if you go like into law enforcement, if you're like a sheriff, you can be crooked and make, you know, it's not huge money, but you can
enough
steal from everyone that you arrest. Right?
How? Okay.
Who's going to stop you? You're like, I am the law.
Yeah.
Shooting your guns off.
I saw Training Day.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's yippee-ki-yay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Jeez.
Oh, shit.
How dare you?
So, Kaz, the other day, you texted about vasectomy details.
Oh, yeah. Did you get that done?
How's that going?
Yeah, it went through.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw you limped in here a little.
That was my pride.
And you are wearing your jock.
I am.
Only a jock.
Oh, yeah. Only.
Well, you said only to bring over a swimsuit, so I mean.
This is what I wear.
I don't have a swimsuit.
The two things that you've picked up during the pandemic is wood making and hot tubbing, so I just wanted to join in. I wanted the full Brooks experience.
I've since given up the woodworking since I got the hot tub.
No, it went fine.
You don't have enough time.
You don't see, I think we talked about this, there aren't like big go-getters that spend 2 hours in the hot tub every single day. Are there, John?
I don't know. Maybe.
I
mean,
I can't think of anything I do for 2 hours a day besides, more than 2 hours a day than work.
Work? Clean?
Have you ever
kids around during this time, or is this like Brooks time?
Have you ever thought about getting one of the new Brooks patent pending hot tub desks for working at?
Yeah,
You
could float there all day. It'd be really low impact. It'd be good ergonomics.
I am tired of sitting on that comfy chair that I have.
I bet
we could get you a hot tub in your bedroom. Where's your office? Where's your in the bedroom? Or is there...
now that we have the second child, it's in the master instead of my own room
in the corner. Private. Remember where he was when we zoomed?
Oh yeah, and Tanya was in the. I mean, not Tanya.
What's his wife's name?
Kirsten was in the back, watching TikTok.
Yep.
Giggling back there.
Tee-hee. So you got it cut last week.
I did, yeah. No? It's been probably 2 or 3 weeks at this point, it feels like.
Yeah.
But, I went in.
How are you doing?
Super casual.
It is very casual.
It is really, yeah, you have like a conversation. I guess some of the questions I have, so it's like, you know, you lay down in a chair, it's like a very, you know, recliner type chair, and, you know, it does his work, but, you know, he numbs you up. And the first side was fine, like, I didn't feel anything. The second side, I was like... Because the first side, you can, like, you know someone's doing something. I didn't feel anything.
Right.
And the second side, I was like, man, I can feel, like, some tugging.
Oh.
Like, you know, I was like, hey, man, like, I can feel stuff. And I didn't feel anything the first side. He's like, oh. And he's just, like, grabs, like, it looks like a, like, at a restaurant, you see, like, a ketchup bottle. I'm like, psh, like, as quickly as possible. Like, oh, you're not supposed to feel anything. I'm like, oh.
That's cool.
So, after the first one, because I wasn't feeling anything, I was like, oh, maybe I'll like see what he's doing.
Yeah,
because I knew John was like
did
all in
look?
And checking.
Yeah, but I'm weird.
Yeah, John was definitely looking.
Did you look? I didn't look
because once he was like, you can feel stuff, and then like it was uncomfortable pain. It wasn't like hurting, shooting pain. It was just uncomfortable, like almost like when you hit like your funny bone type pain.
Mm. Yeah,
and then after that, I was like a little spooked. I was like, oh, just finish it up.
Okay,
because it is weird. You like you're so reclined. I'd have to almost be doing like a. Like a sit-up.
I was not very reclined at all because I was I don't know. Maybe, it's just because I told him I wanted to watch.
Yeah. Did you say you didn't want to at first?
He didn't ask. Yeah.
I think probably 90% of people don't want to watch.
Yeah.
But I'm just, something's wrong
fucking
with me.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
He definitely cool. said he prefers just to have like a casual conversation as he's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. My guy, like you're saying, casual is a really good way of putting it. It's not like a scary surgical procedure. It's really chill. And the guy does like 100 a day. They're boring to him. It's just routine.
Yeah. He does, yeah, 4 to 5 a day.
Yeah. Yeah. 100 is an exaggeration.
Yeah. But well, no, he's like, you know, he's done 3,500,
right,
whatever,
yeah,
in his career.
The same doctor? So guys, let's give this guy some press.
Oh, I forget my guy's name.
Well, I was out in Tualatin from a mine, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
Oh, dang it.
And so you went home, put some ice packs on.
The advice you guys gave me was like, yeah,
don't
you can
go up and down the stairs. That was my concern.
I spent the first 24 hours basically in the room. But I was fine to drive home, but definitely as I was walking up the stairs, like I could feel like it's starting to wear off, the numbness. So just went upstairs, just hung out. Kirsten took like a half day at work, so she brought home like lunch.
Oh, that's cool.
Let the kids know like, hey,
don't jump on dad's lap.
No, yeah. Go. You can say hi to dad in the room, but don't. I mean, unless you want to watch TV with him.
Daddy broke his penis. Penis is broken and it was repaired.
That's what with Owen, because he was like, what's wrong? And I had like a little bit of bleeding that I was like having Tanya help me with. And he's like, oh my God, you know, I have like a bloody crotch. He's like, your penis is broken. I was like, no, it's fine. It's my testicles. I want to be clinical, you know, with the words I use.
Yeah.
Testicle is a hard word for a kid, but you don't want to say balls.
We didn't go into that much detail with Ethan. We're just like, dad went to the doctor and had a procedure.
Yeah.
And then, so the funny thing was I like went home and, you know, I got in comfy clothes. I actually put on like gym shorts and a t-shirt.
Right.
And so like after the procedure, like he kind of wraps it up in gauze because there could be some blood that comes out.
Right.
And then so when Kirsten came home with like lunch, she was like, oh, wow, you're swollen. She didn't realize like the gauze is around it. And so she's like, oh, wow, you should really rest. Like,
yeah,
because you're supposed to leave it on for quite a while.
Yeah, you just put a couple ice packs on, right? Chill out for 2 days.
Yeah, we had two or three that were just kind of rotating around. Right. I'd ring my bell. This
Help
one's
me.
Still thawed.
My bonbon tray is empty. And you, watch TV, play video games for 2 days.
You hook yourself up to the VR and just full on in.
Man, I was really regretting not buying like a Switch beforehand. Because I was just laying in bed for the most part.
Oh, I should have brought over mine and you could play Zelda.
I know. I was like looking at like Amazon like the night before, like, can this get to my house by tomorrow? But it turns out since the pandemic happened, everyone is buying a Switch.
So all these parcel delivery guys are fucking lazy.
Everything cool is just gone. You can't get anything cool.
Yeah. No hot tubs,
no
switches.
No hot tubs, no switches. What else is there?
All that matters.
That's all that. To me,
paintball guns, you could probably still get those.
We still,
oh yeah,
okay, your birthday's coming up, sweet. I think there's enough time. All right. This is the one time a year where I can say your birthday's coming up, and it really is. John.
Yes sir.
I mean a
couple weeks.
I'm pretty sure Brooks is getting you a hot tub, so no worries.
I can't wait.
Don't get him excited.
I've been digging out a spot in my yard just for it, just waiting.
He's replacing the fire pit with a hot tub.
Every night I go out and I look at it. Ooh, I can't wait.
He's going to make his own hot springs with your hot tub that you're going to get.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Okay.
All right.
Every night.
What?
Huh? Every night, John, you can come over to my house.
I get a coupon book worth of...
a coupon book.
10th one's free.
10...
sessions at your hot
10
tub.
1 hour sessions at my hot tub.
All right. That's cool.
And I'll, you know what? On your birthday, just think of it as the entire day. It's yours.
Oh, nice. That's
on your
sweet.
Birthday, you can have it by yourself. Brooks won't be in there.
No promises the other time.
He'll just let you go, put on some nice music, light some candles.
Oh, so sweet.
Anything else out here, John?
Yeah. No,
Margarita?
How's your bonbon plate? Very good. Anyway, I'm proud of you. Good job getting the vasectomy. I think that's, you know, it's a good thing to do. No more kids.
Yeah. I mean, I was always planning to do it this year. It just took longer this year.
But, the bruising's all gone and you're back to normal?
Yeah. I mean, like, on the right side,
It's crazy how those bruises like swirl around and move. And
yeah, I mean, I was kind of afraid to look at it for like 24 hours, yeah. honestly. Because, you know.
I don't even want to look at it like, you know, regularly. Ordinarily.
I mean, what do you do in the shower if you aren't making shapes?
The hamburger. The wristwatch. Yeah, I'm not
yeah,
big.
The watch.
I'm not big.
The bat wing. The
no, goat. It's a little, it is weird. Like, it has been a couple weeks, but yeah, definitely, it does feel like tender. It's almost like if I had an injury, like, I'm afraid to like,
yeah,
lift heavy things, type, which is weird.
That's,
it's been a
no, that's good. Yeah. You could definitely like, I could see like with your brother, Simon, you just go out the next day and work, like you feel pretty okay. Yeah. And you could really do some extra damage without realizing.
Yeah, I don't know how you did it, because, I mean, me and John work office, or we sit down all yeah. day. But, like, definitely it wasn't, I got it done on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like...
My guy only did them on Fridays.
I think that's pretty common.
But, yeah, Wednesday, up until Wednesday, like, I felt sore. So, I don't know how you went to, I mean, you're lifting boxes,
I
moving around.
Work, yeah. It was...
Like, I was flicking my balls
for about a week.
Like, Hannah would be like, I want you to pick me up, this go the stairs. Like, can you walk?
Yeah. I don't... It's definitely harder with kids because they need attention right away. Yeah, I just waddled into work and sat down in a chair and didn't move for 8 hours and then waddled back to my car to go home to sit in a chair and not move.
Lucky bastard.
You know. So, Brooks.
Jonathan.
What's your deal? I got a question for you. Are you, this is our new quest, Chris, to
what's
figure out
Brooks's deal?
Figure out what's wrong with Brooks's brain. Let's see. Do you have a generalized fear of wide areas in public places? You have a fear that it will suffer a panic attack in a setting where escape might be difficult.
No, but I have.
What do you mean?
Like, been in place and being like, I really want to get out of here.
In a closed space or an open space?
How about like a concert?
A place with a lot of people, like busy.
Okay.
In big crowds. I don't like big crowds. And I'm like, I just want to leave.
I think that's pretty ordinary.
Okay.
Right. Now, this is.
Especially when you get older.
This is called agoraphobia.
Too loud. I got to go to bed.
Yeah. Turn this music down.
So they're scared of, like, what's the one with small things? You don't like
claustrophobia?
This is
the opposite of claustrophobia. You're afraid of open spaces.
Okay. Do they sleep in coffins? Which would be
probably
sweet.
Actually, in some cases, this avoidance behavior can reach a point where the individual is unable to even leave their own home, which we know is not true.
I could easily.
I've seen you outside.
I have been outside.
I've seen you at the beach. That's quite open.
Mm.
If one more step closer to agoraphobia, and I'd be like, right now, I leave the house because I feel like I'm supposed to sometimes.
Right.
Well, to go to work. But I could just be at my house forever.
Do you think so? If you had like supplies coming?
If I had,
it's,
I mean, pretty much I do have supplies. If I didn't have to work, I could just be at my house.
I don't know if you could, man.
Yeah. Like, 2020 has taught me that is not possible.
I've loved it. Every month that passes, I'm like, I don't know if I can go back. It's like, we hang out with you guys, hang out at night, and that's sweet. But what's it going to be like?
Sometimes that's even like, I don't want to go.
I was like, what's it going to be like? I always have fun doing it, but I'm like really enjoying just being at home on Saturday night.
Well, you're looking for a more laid back thing, right? You're not looking to go to like a fancy restaurant or downtown.
No.
I mean, you just want something more.
Well, you know, Brooks loves clubbing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's down there.
The best.
Cutting up rugs on the dance floor.
Yep.
Or my mind could just be like, well, this is all you can do now, so you better love it, because if you don't love it and this is all you can do, then you'll be miserable and complaining all the
time. Yeah, I think that's kind of it.
A Karen? What's the male Karen?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Chad?
Keith?
No, it's not Keith.
No.
Does Keith listen?
No, you know he doesn't. Seeks probably listens every once in a while.
So
I'll put no. I don't think you have agoraphobia.
All right, I'm not.
Are you
scared.
Afraid of heights? While we're on the phobias,
you just lightning round. Just go down the fear of
Why not
heights? No.
Are you afraid of small spaces?
I'm afraid of. Are you writing stuff down here?
I'm trying.
I'm afraid.
For science.
We were up at Mount Hood, and there was like a snow cave that had been dug out by somebody, and it went probably...
Not the most stable snow cave. So yeah,
but it had been there for a while, and there was like a boulder, so it was against like a big rock, and with snow gathered up and on top of it, so it went back like whatever 10 feet.
Yeah,
and pretty much the only like I could be in there with about a foot of room above me, so it was a pretty tight spot, and I was kind of freaked out in there.
I think that's just good common sense.
This thing might just collapse on me at any point.
No, and that's very valid.
Or like your legs get tired and you stand up and then you knock it all over.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, you don't want that. Okay, so we'll say sort of for claustrophobia.
Okay.
Are you afraid of spiders?
If I can squish them, I'm not. If they're
like
just
a tarantula?
Like, if they're there, I don't want to put my
hands.
The
Oregon spiders are too small.
Yeah, we don't have
I don't
want to
put my hands close to them.
If you were in Australia, would you be scared of spiders?
I think so, yes.
Like
yes,
if one walked past me, one walked past me and like flipped me off and like.
He's like, fuck you, pussy. You're
took
like,
my wallet.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. So what did you say on heights? No?
No.
Like at Crater Lake, did you walk up to the railing and look over the edge?
I'm fine with heights if there's something I can.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How about snakes?
Snakes.
I know you're afraid of bees, you big pussy. You wouldn't grab that wasp, that deadly wasp that I'm.
I am afraid of bees.
All right.
I was outside the other night.
How about birds?
No, because all the birds that are here are only here because
These are nerd birds.
They were good and they believed in Jesus Christ, Bird Jesus Christ. They made it to Bird Jesus
Bird
Christ heaven.
Yeah,
Bird Christ. But I was out by where you grabbed last year. Was it about this time last year?
I don't remember.
We found
it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
We found that.
I didn't think Anna was born.
That wasp nest out there.
Uh-huh.
Hornet, bald face hornet.
Right.
And I was out there by those bushes, and Jamie goes, "I wonder if there's a bee's nest or a hornet's nest in here again."
Did you
and
look?
I like step back.
All right. So yes.
And then you pushed her in front of you.
And I grabbed her as a human shield. I mean, that's what wives, first rule of wives, can be easily used as a shield.
That's why we get married. All right, you got any other phobias? Those are all the ones I can think of top of my head.
No, man. I'm not.
Do you have thalassophobia? Are you afraid of deep, dark ocean?
I am.
Like swimming out. Have you ever swam in deep water?
I'm not
water?
A very good swimmer.
Okay.
What about, are you afraid of getting rid of things?
Oh, there you go. Are you? Kind of.
Once I'm looking around your basement. Let me know why I'm asking that
once
question.
Once it's gone, I don't care. I've told Jamie, like, if there's something you want to get rid of, just get rid of it and then tell me afterwards.
Yeah,
and
I'd
then
say
I'll
that.
Be like,
yeah,
oh.
You have mild hoarding, I would say. Do you have to, flip light switches 3 or 4 times? Make sure they're off?
No, 7 times.
7. Okay.
Is that weird?
Maybe. Well, who
I mean,
says
if you do it every
is?
Time, it's probably not weird.
I'm afraid
right?
of being called weird.
Oh, weirdophobia.
Weirdophobia.
Okay, I'm going to put OCD. No. All right. That's
I'm
enough.
Pretty dirty. Like, if I, my hands are mild, if like, I don't know. I'm like, I just got some shit on my hand, but it's not
you
human
stop
shit.
Stop using that one-ply toilet paper.
Fuck that fucking. Whenever I go to my dad's, I bring my own toilet paper.
Is that why it's stacked on this table here?
Yeah, you have a strategic stash of toilet paper here.
Well, that was from before all this started when the quarantine. Are we good with toilet paper now?
Oh,
is
yeah.
everybody in
you
stock?
Can get the good toilet paper at Costco now. You don't have to get like the low quality brand anymore.
When I went last week, it was gone. All the toilet paper at Costco. I don't know if there was a little mini shortage.
Second run. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
It's going down.
It's a bad sign.
So you guys know that TVs are cheap now, right?
Yeah, big TVs are cheap.
I just bought a 50-inch TV for $350.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Congratulations.
And I brought it home, and I informed Jamie that the 60-inch TVs were like $450.
Uh-huh.
But I said, but you don't want a giant TV in the living room. So I got the 50-inch, and she said, why didn't you get the 60-inch?
I was you like, go take it back?
I was like, but...
Did you mean 55 and 65? I feel like those
no,
are the size.
Oh, maybe it was the... I got the 50, but like the 60 or 65?
I think it's 55 and 65.
No, mine's a 50.
50?
50.
Okay.
I just bought it. You don't believe me?
No.
Let's go up.
I feel like it's 48, 55, and 65.
It's a Samsung S7000 UHD.
Uh-huh.
Are these all things?
Yeah.
It's got a M8 screw, 1.25 millimeter.
You're telling us the pitch and thread of a screw? Good job.
I had to go get screws.
I remember it ended with...
Oh, for the VESA mount? The VESA mount?
Remember,
it has
to end with 4K Ultra HD at the end.
Yeah. Well, is it 4K?
It's 4K Ultra HD.
Oh, wow. Is it HDR? Is it high dynamic range?
And
is it OLED?
Yeah.
No, it's OLED.
That'd be twice as much, yeah.
And I was remembering paying $1,300 for this
piece of shit down here.
This piece of shit, but guess what? It still works.
Huh?
Yeah. I rarely turn it on, but I assume it still works.
I have an old plasma like this, and it just dumps heat out in the room.
I have a 60-inch plasma I bought like the week. I moved in Memorial Day 10 years ago, and I bought the TV like the same Memorial Day sale.
I remember being very jealous of your gigantic TV.
Video only. And it was a 60-inch plasma. And at the time, a lot of people didn't have TVs more than like 48 inches. So I remember people being like, wow, that's so huge. And now it's like...
Now it looks like a child.
Everyone with their 65-inch TV is like, oh, it looks a little small.
Do you remember when you... how much you paid for it?
It was, I think, $1,600.
$1,600.
But I've had it for over 10 years, so it's like $100 or $150 a year.
I've gotten to the point, and we've run into this recently with like a bunch of stuff, like the vacuum I bought 10 years ago for $350.
What? That's a lot for a vacuum cleaner.
I was springing for a nice vacuum. Okay. Jamie was like... Saw my mom's nice vacuum, and she was jealous. You know how these ladies get. Yeah.
Right. They love their vacuums.
They love vacuums and
what kind of vacuum
and
is it?
Stuff. It's one of those vacuums. It was at Stark Street Vacuums.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's fancy. So it's like a brand name that you've never heard of.
What?
And it's just for vacuums.
Rainbow? Kirby?
Like Velox.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Weird. Is it really heavy? That's how you know it's expensive.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So heavy.
I've been looking around stuff the same way around our house. I'm like, man, we got a lot of this stuff for like either our wedding,
mm-hmm.
mostly our wedding.
And now you have to like get new.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're, getting,
but you're like, oh,
we're,
fuck.
You know, getting closer to 10 years, but it's like our knives are looking a little bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's getting gunk on it. I'm like, man.
You can get a nice set of knives at Costco.
Yeah.
For
it's
like
actually
30
pretty
bucks.
Cheap. Yeah. I was like, huh.
I have a vacuum cleaner story. Tanya was taking some shit to Goodwill, and the woman behind her was trying to offload a vacuum cleaner, and the attendant was like, we don't take those anymore. And my wife's like, I'll take it. She's a scrounge like us, you know? And she brings it home, and it's this nice Hoover wind tunnel. I looked up, it's like $200. And I turn it on, and it makes this thumping noise.
Uh-huh.
So I take it apart. I go, it's the belt. No big deal. Amazon, $5. Order it. Get it a few days later. Install it. Works like a dream.
Fucking,
I got these fucking chumps. A $5 belt, and they threw this thing away. Anyway, I'm vacuuming in the back room, and I suck up a kid's shirt, and it jams in there, and it goes... All this smoke comes out, and I fucked up the belt. And I was God
so
damn it. That's exactly
the
what they did. And just took it to Goodwill.
And
so.
You brought it back?
Oh. No, I got a...
So
I'll order another belt.
So now you're trying to offload it at Goodwill
But
again.
I see why they got rid of it. You suck up one shirt,
mm-hmm.
and it fucking burns out the belt, and it melts like a flat spot in the belt, and goes thunk 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 when it spins.
The reason I was trying to, well, the reason I got a TV is because my old one broke, and I looked on YouTube.
How did it break? Just go out, or the kids break?
It was doing this thing where it would just turn off. Like you turn it on, 5 minutes later it would just turn off, and then you turn it on.
Oh,
it would just
wasn't
turn
it like
off.
Some auto
turn
energy off. Save thing,
or like a thermal issue.
I looked on YouTube, and it was like, there's some things that, like some solders come loose or whatever over time, and then I took it all apart.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to fix this.
Yeah.
Turns out I should have just given it to you, John, because you're much better at those things.
Maybe. I still have your headphones at my work that I've been trying to fix.
I forgot.
Turns out the little audio wires are like little whispers of hair, and they're the tiniest little fucking things in the world.
Well, you know how I just hop into things like, I can do this?
Yeah.
And usually it works in my favor. Well, I took apart all the screws of the TV, the back. I unscrewed everything.
You're just throwing screws
I'm
wherever.
I'm just fucking tossing them
these?
Behind me. Like, I'll find them later. As Jamie was vacuuming,
like
and bitches, the belt went, bitches thump, love thump, thump, thump.
Fucking loves yeah. vacuuming. And then I got to the motherboard and it looked completely different from the one on YouTube.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh shit, oops. And I'm like, look around, I'm like, I don't know. Anyways.
In the trash you go.
A new yeah. TV is $350.
Yeah. So
there we go.
You didn't drive it out to Estacada and go Office Space on it?
And beat the shit out of it?
Well, because my new love of TikTok, I was thinking, what can I do with this giant TV?
You could stage some kind of scenario where the kid throws a ball and smacks the TV and you yell at the kid or something. You're like, you broke my TV.
I need to hire... My kids aren't great actors, John.
Yeah.
What if I hired some TikTok kid actors?
I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
To come to my house for my videos.
I hear they make no money on TikTok, so you could probably get it for pretty cheap.
Yeah. Perfect. That's what I want. Because once they start making money doing something, that's
never going to be able to get them.
They lose their shine.
Child labor gets so expensive at that point. Yeah.
You can tell they're just actors yeah. once they start making money.
All right. So I got 49 great questions. Super tan Fanya.
A question I have too is
yeah.
Super have Fanya. Other great questions been building up in the Basement Buddies email that you have to get through the whole 49 to start from whatever other people.
You know once what? We hit 49, we're out. We're
gotta running have out. A new fan. It's happened twice. We've done two. We're just sets hoping of another. 49. We're hoping someone.
Could hopefully, be? Your wife,
Joe. My wife is definitely won't be doing that.
Is Kirsten still listen? Make her write 49 questions for us.
Yeah. I'm assuming. I mean,
Joe
five or something. I'll buy you some time.
Superfan Joe is a maniac.
Yeah.
For the podcast Ice Cream Social, they celebrated their 700th episode, and they were talking. Hey, it'd be funny if someone sent in the top 700 things from our show.
Whoa.
And he wrote up 700 different things for Ice Cream Social. And so, Joe, if you're not doing anything, Superfan Joe, 49 great questions.
Yeah, right?
We'll see. I'll be waiting.
It sounds like he'll get 100 questions easily.
Oh, easy.
I'll take 100.
Well,
skip the first 20 episodes. Pretty rough.
And Joe, we're coming up on episode 100.
Yeah, if you want to put together a clip show.
I thought you said this was
episode 100. Yeah, this is. Yeah, we'll have Chris on for episode 200.
Yes.
Coming up soon. Yeah. All right. the question is, what makes women cute versus hot?
Uh-oh.
I've just started calling. I've been watching a lot of National Geographic.
Yeah?
I've been saying, oh, look at that little thing. It's so cute.
Yeah?
Like monkeys and stuff. And little baby animals.
You like cute animals?
So baby animals make things cute?
Make women cute if they're babies. I'm saying
I've been using it.
So you like to look at
hey,
underage animals?
You guys seem to be looking at me.
Wait, is that a furry suit behind
I think
you?
You've been watching too much
Fuck.
TikTok.
I'm three steps away from furry.
I know. You're pretty close.
Once the winter comes along and I'll feel...
Yeah, what do furries do during the summer? It's got to be awful, right?
Is that part of it? The sweat?
They're just in there sweating their asses off?
Sweating. That's a good weight
loss
program.
Well, I feel like in the winter is probably their prime time because it's summer, unless you got an AC house.
Maybe only furries only live like up, you know, toward Canada.
Northern? Oh?
There's no like furries in Arizona.
They're snowbirds.
They dress up like
you know, like snowbirds?
Yeah.
They in the winter, they go to Arizona.
Yeah.
But in the summer, they go up to
Alaska?
Antarctica? Is there a big...
Yeah, they go up to Antarctica.
Fuck,
yeah.
I don't know, John. The world's flat.
The world
what's
is
up,
flat.
What's down?
And we're surrounded by a wall of ice.
Yeah, so they go to the wall of ice to hang out. That's where the all furry convention should be.
And then
be.
The White Walkers show up and they have to fight them.
What makes a lady...
Watch out for the penguins,
What makes a lady cute? Chris?
I'm the guest. I go last, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I wondered the difference between frumpy and voluptuous.
Whoa. Yeah, okay.
It's just attitude.
How much makeup?
It's just attitude. No, it's just attitude.
Yeah, I don't know.
How confidence?
It depends on where the particular shapes of the body lie to be voluptuous.
No, I think anyone has the ability... I mean, look at Kaz over here. He's looking a little frumpy.
He's pretty frumpy.
Look,
I would qualify myself as frumpy. I think like stomach girth.
No, I counts for frumpy. I think frumpy and voluptuous is like the same body shape.
All right,
but you can go either way.
All right, sailor.
I don't know. I'm not tracking. I'm not tracking this.
Maybe it's posture.
Posture.
Okay.
Posture.
Is that what makes
attitude.
A girl cute?
Good posture.
I would say like
nice straight spine.
Yeah.
That's what I look for first.
I think a lot of
she doesn't have scoliosis. That's so cute.
I like a lot of tattoos on a woman, and I think that's pretty hot. But I don't think a cute girl would have a lot of tattoos.
Sundress?
That's a good one.
That's pretty cute.
That's
not
what
really
I'm saying.
Hot.
We're talking about cute here.
Yeah.
Or is it a different? Read that question again, John.
What makes a woman cute versus hot?
Okay.
Well, you could say a sundress because they usually don't have cleavage.
Yeah. I mean, depends.
I don't...
Sundress, cute, stilettos, hot, right? Is that kind of...
I guess that's
Is that the answer that you want, Tanya?
Jeez,
should
fucking
just,
Tanya.
Should we just sit and go to the next question?
49 great questions.
One of them's a trap.
Oh.
We just say whatever you say she's going to do, John.
Oh,
next
shit.
Next,
no, you
want
to do... We'll do another
this.
One. No,
after
we'll do this.
She listens to this.
Oh,
she's
this one
do
sounds
that
harder.
Thing.
Never mind. Let's go back.
What's the next one?
This is because it's our 100th episode and our special guest Kaz is here. We'll do two questions. What item do you highly recommend? I cannot... John cannot say a bidet.
God damn it.
John cannot say a bidet.
She took mine.
Fuck, I've been recommending the only thing that's been good in
Brooke,
my life.
Well, hold on. Let me see. It says Brooks cannot say hot tub.
Fuck!
God damn it.
Does it say TikTok on there also?
That's not an item. That's an app.
Okay.
Shit.
Back I'll go you? First. So we had Friday off, and so the kids went to daycare, but we had Friday off.
Don't
just
say.
Just a day date. Just go. Like,
oh, that is
especially
nice.
In this quarantine, it's like we haven't had a babysitter, so it's been feels like 6 months or longer, pretty much. Where it's like, hey, we can like go get lunch, or we can. Go shopping together like man, it's just nice to have one-on-one time where it's like we've basically been with the kids the entire time just having like time together that's not like after the kids go to bed after like an exhausting day,
and you're
but, like
both
the middle
exhausted.
Of the day when we got energy we're not like full day at work or full day like
taking care of a kid
taking care of
cleaning out the house and doing chores and shit
exactly
I can't remember last time my wife and I just went out and had lunch somewhere and spend
just
time
lunch
together.
And an activity
will you like, guys have the daycare workers coming to your house still
she only comes
Nanny?
For 5 hours and
it's during work time.
It's while Tanya's working
what if you skipped work one of those days
she's not
took off and took went for a long lunch and
Andy's not really at the point where he can be away from his mom for a couple hours because he's still breastfeeding primarily and you know she's not that much of a caregiver that she can handle all the kids. It's really a Band-Aid on the problem. It's not a real solution.
Making sure they don't
it's
burn
just like,
themselves.
Keep these kids alive for a few hours.
Maybe play with them for half the time.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's fair. It's not really her job to be the primary. Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, at the daycare, she's got all the supplies, like drawing,
yeah, and
painting.
She has support and other people. And, you know, we're just... We're kind of limping along with what we got, so.
Are you excited about 20 school year starting in 2022?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with school. We'll find out. There's a lot
school's
of...
School's online, pretty much,
yeah,
at this point.
I think so.
I mentioned to Jamie the other night to just get rid of the not knowing and the just who knows what's going to happen in 6 weeks from now.
Right.
Oh, just there's no physical school.
It depends on what county you're in.
Multnomah?
It depends on what school district you're in.
They're throwing all things like...
There's a lot of chatter around.
There's a lot of chatter, and it's like all up in the air, and there's all this unknown, and it's just us thinking like, what happens if this happens? What happens if that happens?
I'm on your side, though, Chris, I think.
I think you should assume the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already signed our child up for
online.
Private kindergarten.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a 10-kid class, so...
That's what I was...
Wait, in person or online?
In person.
In person. Oh, la-di-da.
Yeah.
But where is this? Is this a person... Is it a private school?
So, like, he's taking pre-K at his daycare, but this year they're starting kindergarten.
They're just going to...
And
this.
They had already done kindergarten in different states. They had never done it in Oregon, but this year they're starting in Oregon.
Okay. But 10 kids.
10 kids, yeah. They can't have more than 10. So
that's what I was like. Jamie, like, instead of having to deal with all the dumb shit that is given to by a teacher, why don't we just homeschool our kids? Or why don't you just... It's the exact same thing.
You guys might be set up with, because with Jamie's... Pickle?
Pretty good.
Jamie could probably do that, though, because she's...
Yeah, she's a...
Do people like this?
Yeah.
I think they like it when you eat on my
phone. Yeah, I've heard that.
If you don't like it, send in an email to basementbuddiespod@gmail.com, and I don't think I've checked that email address for months.
Oh, no.
I can only imagine there's so many super fans sending in their 49 great questions.
That email box is going to burst. There's too many emails in there.
Well, anytime I go to a store and they ask me to sign up for something, I always do basementbuddies@gmail.com.
Probably
a good 1,000 emails in there from a bunch of different places.
I get like 20 a day from the auto parts store. I was like, all right, advanced auto parts.
Oh, yeah, I did have to get some windshield wipers.
Yeah, I know.
For a 10% discount.
Unsubscribe. Thank you.
I was keeping up on my emails. I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, me too.
That keeps it to zero. Yeah. Like unread messages.
Yeah.
I gave up.
You ever see other people and there's like 2,000 unread emails? You're like, how do you live your life? What's wrong with you?
I have turned into one of those maniacs.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pull this up here.
Well, my wife has her work email go to her email. So it's like, I do that 1,000. It's like
503 unread messages.
How many fucking emails are you getting?
It's all junk mail.
Well, unsubscribe from that shit. Or block
I'm too lazy.
All right.
For so long, every day, I would just go through and click delete. I would go through individually, delete, 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 delete.
Like, no.
Select them all and then delete them all. And I'm living in the 19...
That's madness.
I'm living in 1997.
So you're checking your AOL email
I've completely stopped.
Oh, someone IM'd me.
I'm loving... One of the things about TikTok.
They want to know my age, sex.
One of the things about
ASL.
One of the things about TikTok that I'm loving, John. There's a bunch of mid 30 year olds on there that are talking about the old times.
If you watch too many mid 30s, you get to the over 40 TikTok, which is
the sad TikTok.
As soon as I turned 35, I started getting the over 40 TikTok. I'm like, what happened?
I'm not there yet.
I thought we were dancing. Yeah. I want to see teens dance. I haven't seen any
teens.
Of those.
All right,
oh, shit. Did I say teens? I mean 20s. Teens. 20s.
Gotcha.
But yeah. Remember AIM?
Yeah, of course
There's a
I
whole
do.
Bunch of TikTok videos.
You remember IRC?
Yeah.
Being
oh, like, absolutely.
Yeah. Remember Oregon Trail, everybody?
Yep,
remember Oregon Trail?
That wasn't that good of a game.
No.
It's all we had, though.
It's all
That's
we had.
True.
It's all
or the, like the multiplication with like Frogger or something.
I remember.
Like
there's Number Cruncher.
Yeah,
what it's called. Hey guys, let's all recall stuff we used to
this
like
is what
when we
TikTok
were kids.
Yeah. Has become. Remember Boy Meets World?
Oh.
Have you seen Topanga lately?
No. Looking good? Still got it?
Still got it.
She's looking good for a mid 40s.
Well, she's like our age, basically. Yeah. Like 5 years older, maybe.
Yeah. If she didn't love Jesus so much, she would be cute. Or wait. What is it? Love of Jesus turns you from cute to hot? Do we just solve the answer?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, if you love Jesus, you can't be hot.
Can't be hot.
There's no hot chicks loving Jesus.
Cannot.
What was the thing you recommend, Brooks?
Them's the rules.
Can't say hot tub.
Oh, fuck.
Can't say day-date either with your wife.
I really love my belt sander. Comes in really handy.
Day-dates you love.
Well, now that you got three kids, sure.
What's something I would like to recommend to everybody?
I bought a self-closing hinge off Amazon.
Huh?
Where it just closes the door. It's got a little spring in it. I installed it today. Works pretty sweet. Because my goddamn kids won't close the goddamn
fucking
door when
they're... So you're saying accomplish something like installing something in your house is...
No, but the hinge, like that's a cool thing to have.
It just opens and...
You replace it like normal. It's just got a little spring and it just closes.
Is it just you replace one of the hinges of the three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you adjust the tension so it's strong enough that it closes the door.
Which door are you trying to shut?
The basement door so my baby doesn't fall to his death down those stairs.
Mm. Well...
You know, you win some, you lose some.
This is the problem with getting a vasectomy. If one of your kids...
I have no way of... recreating them.
And then I have to call up, my top two. I got to go to my third. If one of my kids dies.
Yeah.
This is getting sad.
So since
Dave Snow.
What's that?
He's got to step up. He's number three. It goes John, Cause, Dave.
Oh, I see.
Past friend Dave.
To replace
my child if he does, because I have had a vasectomy.
Oh, you mean...
See, who's you have a list now. Now that you know that John,
I don't know.
And
Dave's got dark hair though. My kid will look weird.
Hmm.
You may still have blue eyes though.
Oh, you're trying to match up.
Well, theoretically, what I know looks kind of like me. I don't have any friends, so
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete's kids turned out pretty well.
Yeah.
They'd make good kids for you. Chris is uncomfortable.
I'm just trying to work out my top three here. I just had to think of it on the fly.
Oh, Schmackle. Yeah.
Kind of looks like me. That's probably his only chance of having
a kid. Take that, Schmackle.
Does he listen?
I don't know.
I don't think he knows this podcast exists.
Oh, I thought you had him as a guest once.
Uh-uh. No, I thought it'd be fun, but...
I'll call him up.
Okay.
You better not be on episode 125.
Yeah.
When I was out driving last week to Klamath Falls, I put up a sticker. We pulled over. Daniel said, I have to pee.
Yeah.
We're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I pulled over in a clearing.
It's nice having a boy, isn't it?
Just step out. That's the only reason I have two.
Yep.
Those first couple gals... Straight to the doctor. Get rid of them. No, I put up a Basement Buddy sticker in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, fun.
So, nice. If you found that sticker, then subscribed.
If you're one of these militant Eastern Oregon shitheads and you see that sticker, tune in. Let us know.
Good thing you put that sticker under the swastika, so they probably didn't see
it. Oh, snap.
Take that, you racists.
I don't know, John.
So what's going on?
I have nothing to recommend.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
You can't think of anything?
You have to top
hinges. That's all.
Yeah, I got a hinge.
I can't beat it.
That's where my life is right now.
I can't beat hinge.
How about dash cam?
You
don't have one.
I
can recommend that.
What? How about your favorite new thing of a little glass of whiskey?
Okay, everybody, but
I don't think I can recommend yogurt-covered Skittles.
All right, you brought over some yogurt-covered Skittles. I didn't know these existed.
They were on clearance at Plaid.
Okay, so
always a good sign.
They don't exist for much longer. Skittle dips, creamy yogurt.
Yep.
Dips, and it's just Skittles dipped in yogurt.
Yeah, which is, nobody wanted.
Everybody loves.
Skittles are just fine. They're amazing.
Yeah. You know what I want my Skittles?
Candy.
Dairy.
Yeah.
How are we going to trick kids into eating raisins if they're stealing all this great yogurt and putting them on something that's already awesome?
We need that yogurt for raisins.
Fucking shit for raisins.
Raisins are terrible.
I think Cause has to pee.
Cause does have to pee.
I don't have a bladder like you guys.
I have to pee also, but I'm like, I can hold it for 7 more minutes.
I held it through both episodes of Some Kind of Show, and all you ladies had to fucking pee.
I peed like 4 times on that show.
I have a problem. My bladder's too big. So anyway, now that Chris is gone, what a fucking bitch getting his vasectomy. What a cuck.
In the middle of this,
never got mine.
We talk about it.
I lied.
Just in case our ladies find out.
I'm still super virile.
Oh, man. Got that Mormon blood pumping through you. That Mormon seed.
I know. My nuts want to have like 10 kids. And I'll get there.
Was he cutting through like, wow, this is much
it's
thicker.
So strong. His scalpel breaks. I'm like, sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's genetic. I watched a pretty cool show called Altered Carbon on Netflix.
What's it about?
It's in the future. And you can, download your brain into a little chip in your spine and, put it in other bodies.
Whoa.
So if you're really rich, you can have, clones of yourself and you can just live forever.
Is that the thing? There's this new show called Uploaded or something?
Yeah, same kind of idea. I haven't watched that.
Are we on our way, John?
No.
Because brains are much more complicated than any computer?
Yes.
Fuck.
We'll never get there. But it's a cool idea.
Why are our brains so smart, John?
Why are our brains so smart?
Why are they so smart?
I mean, are they?
Chris, why are our brains so smart? Why are they smarter than computers? I mean, I look at myself in the mirror and I think, there's no way what's inside of my skull can be have
be special
more,
in any way
have be special in any way and have any more computing power than my laptop. But apparently,
I mean, you can.
Oh man,
why? It's just more than ones and zeros in there. Apparently,
like I've said before, it's amazing we can get anything done as a species. That Zac Efron show on Netflix. You check that out?
I've seen like the trailer. Yeah,
it's fine. By the way, that guy is too handsome. Yeah. But
and he's like, he's 10 years younger than us, right? He was a young guy when I was starting to feel.
Yeah,
old.
I don't know. Sure.
And he's still looking super cute and attractive.
I think he was a Disney kid, though. Wasn't
he was, yeah.
Yeah. So he's been famous
for a long time, and he's super rich and super handsome. Turns out, you know, if you're like genetically perfect, things will work out well for you.
Also, if you have a team that makes you look good,
yeah.
Like if someone cooks all your meals, and...
this is just us jaded.
Somebody cooks all my meals, Cos.
And that's why you look so good, bro.
You only got one person on your team. He's probably got like multiple people, a trainer.
Cook. It's got a lot of wives, is what you're saying?
How come they're... That reminds
me. I mean, Zac Efron could probably swing it, yeah.
How come they're, like, rich... How are there rich, fat people? Do they not have chefs? Or they're just like, I'll do whatever I want.
You're seeing a lot of people that were rich kind of summon down, like I guess the pop... Like, Adele?
Yeah, Adele. Or you see, like, Drew Carey. He used to be pretty fat. And then he started getting Price is Right money.
Oh, that sweet Bob Barker money.
That Bob Barker money, yep.
Do you think he gets to keep the things they show? Do you think he loads up the trunk of that LeBaron that the guy didn't win? I'm taking that home with me.
Yeah, and that living room set, I'm taking
with
it.
That living room set.
He's got piles of them in his fucking mansion. But no, you'll see like famous rich people, and you're like, oh, that guy's like fat, you know? Like, he should have a trainer or whatever.
I mean, but you start making movies, you get on camera, I bet they're just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Now you're like, man, I have enough money for like, someone can cook for me, someone can help me work out.
Well, you have like no time restrictions. I guess that's not a cure for laziness. Like you can still be rich and famous and be lazy.
I mean, if you were rich and you had three kids, you'd have a nanny watch it while you like, went 100%. To the gym.
Yeah.
You know,
I still wouldn't go to the gym.
I mean, I bet they have like awesome hot tubs. Also, how do they not just sit in their awesome hot tubs?
I don't know.
TVs that they can watch
also,
while in the hot tub.
Kumail Nanjiani, like he got like that Marvel money, and now he's like a freaking bodybuilder.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, he's
who?
This comedian. His name's Kumail Nanjiani.
He's on CNN.
He's on Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
He's like always this skinny nerdy dude.
And now he's just like...
And he's like fucking ripped. But he talked about like, you know, there's a team of people who are making me work.
Him and Chris Pratt are like the, like, yeah, we're comedians, but like, yeah.
Or the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Rob...
Oh, yeah, because he purposely gained weight one season of that show.
And he goes, oh, it's easy. You just, you know, you have a team of people who are telling you how to eat and when to eat and how to work out and when to work out.
Well, and especially he was like, yeah, FX paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. His wife, the lady in the show,
D,
she's from Tigard.
She went to U of O.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Those are all our local.
So, John, what's it going to take?
To what?
I will be your
trainer? All right, well, watch my kids, and I'll go to the non-existent gym in my garage.
The gym down the street from your house is
still closed due to quarantine.
Oh, it's open back up.
What, Move? Move Fitness?
Oh, the cheap one? The $10 one?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I used to go to the community center, and that was actually my plan when the kids went back to daycare as my wife's maternity leave ended.
Mm-hmm.
Then the schedules move around, and I have like 45 minutes in the evening before the kids get home. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to slot in a little workout every day after work, which I'd done before and was successful with. And then this pandemic hit. I was like, well, I can't work out now.
Yeah.
Better eat these all these hamburgers.
I'm just super stoked that the dad bod has become a thing.
Oh, thankfully.
Like, I've been rocking this dad bod for, like, at least 20 years.
I mean, it's really easy when you don't get, like, 8 hours of sleep.
That, too.
Yeah.
And I've cut back on my sleep.
Cutting back?
Yeah, the kids cut back on your sleep, and you're like, oh, do you want to exercise or take a nap?
I've hit the perfect age with my kids, and someday you'll get there now that you've had a vasectomy. John didn't listen. So how old's your youngest? Autumn?
Two?
No, not Autumn. What's your youngest name?
Hannah.
Hannah, that's it.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking hey. Why did you have a kid
just let him name, within like,
months
like,
of
Autumn
another
is
friend
fucking
of our
Kevin
kids.
And Heidi's daughter's name.
Yeah, my daughter's
There's
Summer.
Too many daughters. Summer. I don't remember women's names at all.
Whoa, okay. Now it's coming out. All right. Let me get out my list of things wrong with Brooks.
No, Brooks hates women's names.
Okay.
But
she'll be two in September. Both his kids are born
August.
In September.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
August and
so
September.
Got 3 years.
Probably, yeah. I mean, it was like three or four when Ethan was sleeping pretty good.
It's
so.
Pretty sweet, man.
I mean, she sleeps through the night. It's just she just gets up early.
Yeah. Speaking of our kids, I performed the ultimate betrayal on my son. I was getting ready to come over here, and I put on my swim trunks, and he goes, Dad, why are you putting on your swimsuit?
Oh, no.
And I go, my other shorts are dirty. Yeah. Because if he knows you have a hot tub, he will move in and never leave.
Does,
I felt really bad.
How is he as a kid? He plays video games. He's a good kid. His sister wasn't around, there'd be no problems.
Yeah, he'd be loving it. He loves trains, cars, robots.
He can move in.
Yeah. He would get along well with your brother.
Does he sleep on a full size or a queen?
He actually prefers sleeping on a couch.
Oh, you got this couch right here.
Yeah, he's got an Afghan to keep him warm all night.
Fucking Afghan. All right, let's go hop in that hot tub.
All right, speaking of.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Kaz. It's great to see you. We haven't seen you in like 2 months. So.
Well, March, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been staying at home because you work from home. And
I mean,
been seeing everybody.
I don't know. I'm trying to get. I mean, I do the grocery shopping and stuff, so I'm out and about.
So you know the cashiers at the local Safeway.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, say hi to your mother for me.
No problem.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.